First Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the gathering of the called out ones of the Thessalonians in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. May you have grace and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We also continually remember your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Before our God and Father, we know, brethren, beloved of God, that he has chosen you because our message of good news came to you not only in words, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know very well how we conducted ourselves for your benefit when we were among you, and you became imitators of us, even of the Lord, welcoming the word in much affliction, yet with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so much so that you became an example to all those who believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has been spread abroad, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith towards God has been talked about so much that we don't need to say anything. For they themselves report how it was when we came to you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from the heavens whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, the one who is rescuing us from the coming wrath. This is the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.